You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This past spring, singer-songwriter Megan Dooley thought she had it made. Her band Moxieville was getting gigs left and right. They had written all the songs for a new album and just received a grant to produce it from the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. But just a few weeks before they were about to start recording, the band broke up.
Well, my blue nose, baby, you got me down.
I had to move. I had to find a new place to live. I had to, find replacement players, rearrange music, play the music that, I've been playing as Moxieville for a long time and kind of just reorganize the entire thing in a very short period of time. It was like a two-month window. And I wasn't going to let the opportunity to record, because everything was planned out in advance. We already had, recording dates scheduled. It was going with or without me, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity because the music that, I had created during that time was, really special, and I didn't want to lose the opportunity to put it down on record. And I didn't want it to be tinted with this whole disbandment thing. I wanted to create something out of a situation that was less than favorable.
So, Dooley gathered together local musicians from bands like Who Hit John, Brandon Mann and the Reprimand, Delilah DeWild and the Lost Boys, and the Red Sea Pedestrians. She says it was tough, but they managed to produce a live album in just 3 days. And Dooley says it's her best album yet. Engineer Ian Gorman at La Luna Studios was able to capture the live sound that she says she's tried to create for so many years.
I'm not a studio musician. It's always been really hard to even just, recording a few songs in your studio. It's weird when it's just a quiet room and there's no people there, there's no energy. I love performing live. So, I wasn't very good at studio recording, and I didn't really have, there's a special kind of confidence to be able to just sit in a room and listen to the "Do You Make Mistakes" over and over again. But I went into this recording extremely prepared and very comfortable with Ian, and his studio is amazing. And the album just, it really turned out into something that I'm really proud of.
Dooley is having a release show for the album Thursday night at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo. The album, called Made in Kalamazoo, is her first one in 8 years.
Every other contributing musician and the artists and the photography and everything involved, except for the actual manufacturing of the album, was based and created in Kalamazoo.
And is it true that you have a tattoo that actually says Made in Kalamazoo?
I do. It's the old Gibson guitar logo that they used to use. Yeah, I have a lot of town pride. I'm a townie.
It's 7 below. It's starting to snow again, and wouldn't you know, I feel that chill right down in my town. Oh, baby, come home, we'll get warm, and we'll make like there ain't no storm. Let's pretend that it's some bright sunny day.
But yeah, I was born in Kalamazoo. I was actually born in the parking lot of Borges Hospital, and my parents lived right down the street. And I grew up on the east side, right off of Gold Road on Sunnyside, until I was 12, and then we moved to Vicksburg, and then I actually moved back to Kalamazoo as soon as I could.
Dooley says she actually dropped out of high school while she was in Vicksburg to pursue her passions. She doesn't advise dropping out, but she says she has few regrets.
I was lucky enough to really know what I wanted to do immediately. A lot of people have to take a little more time to figure that out, but I knew I wanted to play music, and I knew I didn't need a high school diploma to do that. And I also wanted to cook, too, and so I actually started working in kitchens really early. And then I eventually got my GED and went to college just to, because I could.
Do you still cook?
I do, not professionally, but all the time at home. I did the two jobs for a long time. I was a cook for 13 years alongside playing music, and then luckily I got to just start playing music about a year and a half ago, and I've been doing that full time ever since, and it's been really nice.
Though Dooley is a Kalamazoo music veteran, the new album is unlike anything you might have heard from her a few years ago. Dooley played more rock and blues back then. But that was before she met Andrew Whiting, who's an upright bassist in Chuck Whiting and the Tip Rail Ramblers, a band fronted by his brother. Dooley says she and Andrew both had an interest in that old-time music, so they formed Moxieville.
We both wanted to play that style. We both wanted to, not just because we love the style so much, but to introduce a new generation of listeners to this sound that is, it's just, it's always a lot richer and a lot more, I don't know, there's just a lot more that goes into it, and we really wanted to bring that to a new audience, as well as appealing to an older generation of people that grew up listening to music like that too. So it, you know, we wanted to really be all-inclusive with that.
So one of the primary instruments that you list on here is the banjolele.
Mm-hmm.
What is a banjolele? How did you get into this?
It's my friend Marion Kolesky's, actually. She's been awesome and have been letting me borrow it for the last like year and a half, because I love this thing. It's adorable. It's basically like a tiny banjo, but it's a ukulele, so it's got nylon strings and it's tuned like a ukulele, but it's like really cute and it's a little bit more punchy than a uke.
But Dooley hadn't just changed her sound, she's also changed her songwriting. She says she used to rely on personal experience, now she's telling stories. You can see that in her Tom Waits-inspired murder ballad called Nothing But Trouble.
Oh, too many times that he scorned her. Too many times that she cried.
It's about a couple of alcoholics who have been together for a long time, and the woman and is just extremely frustrated because the man she's, her husband that she's been with, has been cheating on her relentlessly for years and years and years, and you know, set back in a time where like divorce wasn't so easy or, you know, socially acceptable, and so she just kind of snaps and she's drinking a lot and she just decides that if he does it one more time she's gonna kill him, and she, you know, she knows his schedule, and so she tells him that she's going out, that she's going to be gone for a while, knowing that he'll probably start drinking and inviting women over. So she kind of camps out behind the house and has some drinks while she's waiting, and of course some women come over and there's three of them, and she just like loses it and grabs a cleaver from the kitchen and kills him.
So fellas, be good to your ladies, and ladies, be good to your men. For two birds in a bush ain't nearly as cush as a whiskey and cleaver in hand.
So what's next for Dooley? She says she wants to travel.
I've been a working musician for almost 15 years now in December, and I've never been on tour. But, you know, I wanted to put something out that I was really proud of that would represent me well as an artist, and I've never felt like any of my other recordings did that. So after this, I'm gonna hit the road sometime soon.
But the whiskey tastes sweeter next to the meat cleaver that she used for her lover's demise. That she used for her lover's demise. That she used for her lover's demise.
You can see Megan Dooley at her album release show Thursday night at 9 at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo. For a longer interview with Dooley, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.